beat us in pretty much every aspect of the game. We just got done talking about that. We lost a numbers game all over the field, and we were trying to get numbers forward, especially after half. We fell down 1-0.
Yep.
We thought maybe we could go with three up top, get some opportunities going, but you know, East did a good job. They possessed the ball. They didn't give us any opportunities. I mean, there was one chance when it was 1-0. We did push forward,
yep.
But it wasn't really even a dangerous situation. I don't think we produced a good dangerous situation until we fell down 2-0. So yeah, you know, credit to East. They did a good job possessing the ball, and like I said, they had numbers all over the field,
yep.
Which is where we lost the game.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen you in other efforts, and you've been able to put pressure on other people, and but when, like you said, when a team possesses the ball well against you, it just doesn't let you have, you know, doesn't give you many opportunities to do anything like these guys did.
Yeah, that was really it. I mean, we couldn't find the ball. You know, I think we were a little frantic at times in the back, just trying to bang the ball forward.
Yeah.
And we talk about going direct at times, but you know, we just got done talking about there's also time to find feet. You know, settle the ball down. And we could go on and make excuses day in and day out. I think we came out very flat today.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we can build. You know, like I always say, there's always things to grow off of. We move players around, and,
mm-hmm.
You know, you got to give credit to our girls at times. I'm throwing them all over the place.
Yeah.
We're trying to run new systems left and right, seeing what works. We've got a couple injuries, which, once again, not an excuse, but it's just forcing us to throw players in different positions. So
yeah, again, you guys, like you said, you guys like to see the resiliency of the kids to be able to say, hey, we need you to go this role or that role, and they do it.
Right, and you know, and they never question. They step out, and you know, one positive I told them, I thought at least we went up, we challenged the balls in the air.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about that. We did a good job in the first half defending corners.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You know, they probably threw about 8 at us.
There were a whole bunch.
I thought Kayla did a very good job keeping us around. I mean, she kept us in the game as long as possible.
Yeah.
But sooner or later, they ended up, you know, they found
that
second
goal.
It's
just hard when they keep getting great opportunities. You just can't slow that down so much.
No, and the better team won today. I mean, they, you know, even when it was 1-0, I think they pinged the post about 3 times on us. They were creating very quality chances, and they were working the ball not only north-south but east-west, doing a great job possessing, and like I said, getting those numbers in. It was 4v2 situations all over the field.
Yeah. Now you got a little stretch here where you got some time getting to work on some things, and then you got to, you know, then it gets busy. You got
a lot coming up. Yeah, Andrew in a week. Obviously, they're very quality program, so we've got a lot to do to try to prepare for them. Stag, also, those will be our next two conference games, next Tuesday and Thursday, and then we have the Warrior Invite next Friday.
Yeah, so you're going to be busy next week. So
a lot to look forward to.
Okay, very good.